Cultural Crossroads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Cultural Crossroads. This is Anne.
And this is Mike.
And we are very glad to be with you for this very lovely month of May. And this month, we are going to be talking about drinking.
Drinking, an activity which is at the heart of many an Englishman.
That's right, so I hear.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And one of the nice things to do when the weather gets beautiful, as it does in May, I imagine, is to, you know, go have a drink with friends at the pub. Is that how it is in England?
That's right, yes. The pub is a quintessential part of British culture, and it has been for centuries. The two most important public buildings in traditional English life were the church and the pub.
It kind of covers the range of
pretty much.
Right, uh-huh. And pub is short for what?
It's short for public house.
Meaning?
Meaning a house for the public to go to spend some time together, to chat, to catch up, to unwind, to relax. Now, in the States, do you have pubs?
No, not as such, meaning not called pubs.
Right.
Of course, there's the neighborhood bar.
I wonder
whatever
how
that may be, yeah.
I wonder how that's different. For me, a pub is usually a little dark, a little smoky, although actually now that's not the case because smoking is now banned in indoor public places.
But in all pubs?
In all pubs,
really?
Yes.
That must really cramp people's style.
Well, that's one of the reasons, perhaps, for the decline in pubs in recent years. But certainly when I lived in England, pubs were always a little bit dark, a little bit smoky, very noisy. You've got the fruit machines going, people playing pool maybe, lots of conversation going on, crowded, very friendly sort of places. It's a place where you could easily start up a conversation with a total stranger, something you'd never really do anywhere else.
Is it equally popular with men and women?
Well, I would say certainly, you know, more recent years, yes, there's no problem with that. But traditionally, pubs were the male domain.
Right, right. Yeah,
at one time.
Oh,
certainly when
guys.
I was very young, that was the case, yeah.
I suppose the drinks must be different too, right?
I mean,
what would be, for example, a typical thing you'd go in, right? And what are typical things that you might order?
Okay. Well, for me, I'm a bitter man. Okay. Doesn't mean to say that I'm...
You know. I didn't know.
No, bitter means, okay. Doesn't mean I'm angry or anything like that. No, it means bitter is a type of beer that's really not so popular in the States, I believe, and certainly not here, in which the lager type beers are much more popular. Bitter, I believe, has a shorter brewing period. And it's called bitter because it has a bitter sort of taste to it. And that kind of beer is not served cold.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
Huge.
Okay.